Welcome to this lesson on making a dub siren in Ableton Live 12 and using it to glue in that 90s inspired darkness for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. If you've ever heard a classic jungle intro or a grimy DNB drop and thought, wow, that sound just instantly sets the scene, chances are a dub siren was doing some of the heavy lifting. It's part warning signal, part musical hook, part atmosphere shifter. And that's exactly why it works so well in drum and bass. It can cut through busy breakbeats without needing a complicated melody, and it adds tension without stealing the whole show. In this lesson, we're not just making a siren sound, we're making it belong in the track. That means shaping the tone, giving it movement, adding some dubby space, and then arranging it so it feels like part of the same world as the drums, sub, and atmosphere. Think scene setter, not main character. Let's start by setting up the project. Create a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren. If you're building a jungle or old school DNB track, set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a nice classic range, where the breaks feel energetic and the siren has room to breathe. Put a loop over 2 or 4 bars so you can hear the siren in context while you work. That part matters a lot, because this sound is meant to interact with the groove, not live in isolation. For the instrument, use operator or analog. If you want the most beginner-friendly and flexible route, go with operator. Start with a single oscillator using a sine wave or triangle if you want a little more edge. Keep it simple. A dub siren does not need to be huge or fancy. It needs identity. Here's a solid starting point. Short attack, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release maybe 100 to 250 milliseconds. That gives you a hit that speaks quickly and doesn't smear all over the drums. Now for the magic, the pitch movement. The dub siren lives or dies on that wail. In your MIDI clip, write a very simple pattern. Maybe one long note in bar 1, a higher answer in bar 2, a repeated note with a slight jump in bar 3, and some space or a final held note in bar 4. Don't overthink the melody. In this style, the rhythm and contour are more important than complex note choices. If you're using operator, add a pitch envelope so the note rises sharply at the start. That's what gives you that classic siren cry. Keep it strong enough to hear clearly, but not so extreme that it becomes cartoonish. You want warning signal energy, not novelty sound effect energy. If you want a darker tone, add a low-pass filter and keep the cutoff somewhere in the low to mid kilohertz range. A little resonance can help it speak, but don't overdo it. If you're using analog instead, use one oscillator and shape the filter a little more. A modest filter sweep can make the siren feel more vocal and urgent. Again, the pitch movement gives it identity, and the filter movement gives it emotion. Now let's bring in the dub character with effects. Add echo or delay after the instrument. Try a quarter note or dotted eighth delay, and keep the feedback somewhere around 20 to 45%. Darken the repeats so they sit behind the dry siren instead of fighting it. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb. A decay of about 1.2 to 2.8 seconds is a good starting zone, with a short pre-delay and a high cut so the reverb stays moody, rather than shiny. The big beginner tip here is this. Don't drown the siren in effects. If it gets too wet, it loses the sharp rhythmic punch that makes it useful in DNB. The dry sound should still carry the phrase. The effects should add space, not blur the idea. Next, clean up the tone with EQ8. High pass the siren around 120 to 200 Hz, so it stays out of the sub region. That bottom end belongs to your kick and bass. If the siren sounds harsh, dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels too thin, gently boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz for more body. In jungle and old school DNB, the siren often lives in that mid-range zone where it can cut without being too bright. If needed, use a compressor with sidechain from the kick or snare bus to make space. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to pump the life out of the sound. You're just helping it sit inside the groove. A light amount of ducking can make the siren feel embedded in the rhythm instead of pasted on top. Now for some grit. A little saturation goes a long way. Try saturator, drum bus, or overdrive. A small amount of drive can roughen up the tone and make it feel more authentic. Classic DNB often has that imperfect, slightly worn texture, and that's part of the charm. If you want to go further, resample the siren to audio. Record a few good hits, chop the best parts, maybe reverse one note for transition energy, and treat it like a real piece of arrangement material. That's a very useful workflow in DNB, because it turns a synth line into something more physical and break-friendly. Now let's talk composition. because this is where the sound really starts to work. A dub siren should not fire constantly like a lead synth. It should answer the track. It should appear at the right moments. In the intro, maybe it's just one hit every 4 or 8 bars. In the build, it can happen a little more often or rise into the next section. In the drop, it can answer between snare hits. In the breakdown, it can stretch out with more delay and reverb. And for switch-ups, one short siren phrase can signal that the energy is changing. That call and response feel is a huge part of the old-school jungle vibe. Think of the siren as a conversation with the drums. Sometimes it speaks. Sometimes it leaves space. That space matters. In fact, if the line feels boring, don't immediately add more notes. First try changing where the hits land. Put them just before a fill, after a snare, or in the gap between bass phrases. Often the rhythm placement is what makes it feel alive. You can also automate one or two things to give the phrase movement over time. Filter cutoff is a great choice. Delay feedback is another. Reverb wetness can be nice for breakdowns. You don't need to automate everything. In fact, too much automation can make the line feel messy. A classic move is to keep the siren darker and drier at first, then open the filter a bit as the section builds, then let the delay bloom on the last hit before the transition, and finally pull the effects back when the drop lands so it stays punchy. Always check it in context. DNB lives and dies by the relationship between the siren, the breakbeat, and the bass. Mute the bass for a moment and see if the siren still feels dramatic on its own. Then bring the full track back in and make sure the siren isn't masking the snare or cluttering the groove. If the reverb is clouding things up, shorten it. If the sound feels weak, add a bit more mid-range instead of boosting lows. The goal is for it to ride on top of the groove, not fight it. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the siren too melodic. This style works best with simple phrases and strong movement. Second, don't use too much reverb. Third, don't let it clash with the snare. Fourth, avoid over-automating. And fifth, don't forget to high-pass it so the low end stays clear. If you want to push it further, here are a few strong variations. You could duplicate the instrument and make a second siren slightly lower, darker, or more delayed, then use that only for answer phrases. You could add a very quiet octave layer for extra size. You could automate the final note to drop slightly in pitch for that tape-worn feel. Or you could use a bandpass shape to make it sound more like an old radio transmission. All of those can be useful, but the key is to keep the core idea simple. Here's a really good beginner practice move. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip with only 2 to 4 notes. Use operator, a sine or triangle tone, a short attack, a clear pitch bend, echo with a dark repeat, EQ8 with a high pass around 150 Hz, and a little saturation. Then place it over a breakbeat loop and listen in context. After that, automate just one parameter. 1. Filter cutoff, delay feedback, or reverb wetness. Then resample one strong bar and chop it into audio. That's enough to get a very authentic feel. So if you remember nothing else from this lesson, remember this. A dub siren in jungle and old-school DNB is not just a sound design trick. It's an arrangement tool. It gives your track a voice, a warning, a chant, a signal. It adds darkness and attitude without overpowering the low end or muddying the drums. And when you glue it in properly with EQ, saturation, effects, and smart placement, it instantly feels like it belongs in that 90s-inspired world. Try building a 16-bar section where the siren starts sparse, gets wetter in the middle, turns darker, and shorter for the drop response, and then comes back one last time as a transition marker. Keep one main MIDI pattern, change the feel with effects and note length, and make sure the siren never steps on the snare or sub. That's the sound of a proper old-school jungle pressure moment. Short, gritty, musical, and full of vibe. Now go make that siren speak.